This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
You're listening to AvWeb's continuing coverage of AEA 2012 from Nations Harbor, Maryland. We're with Ash Vidge of Guardian Avionics. And Ash, you've introduced a new product here that basically takes the navigational GPS output of a Garmin GPS and feeds it into a Bluetooth transmitter so that an iPad can receive it in the airplane, up to three iPads. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this unit here is the CO detector. But we have added a feature now that it can receive the Garmin GPS location as well as the flight plan out of the Garmin box, and then we crunch it, and then we retransmit a Bluetooth to three different iPads. The great feature is whatever you do in your airplane as you're flying, go direct to or add flight plan or add an approach, it will automatically upload it to your iPads and up to three iPads simultaneously.
Now, the way you've got it set up now, you've got it will send that Bluetooth signal and the flight plan information to ForeFlight and to the Garmin app, did you say?
No, right now, Flight Guide has complete integration. Their new software that they're releasing this week is fully integrated with our Guardian Avionics Bluetooth GPS. We're also working with ForeFlight and WingX to release their integration to our system. Currently, you will get a GPS location similar to a Bluetooth GPS transmitter. So you'll be getting the similar data, but our goal is in the next few months, they will be fully integrated where the flight plan also physically shows up on the ForeFlight and WingX.
So by the sounds of it, eventually you'll cover all these applications.
That is correct. Our goal is that we're not in that app business. Our goal is to really work with the different vendors to integrate as pilots, some people like WingX, some people like Flight Guide, some people like ForeFlight.
Yeah, what's required to install this?
It's just a power ground, and we have one RS-232 going right into the into our box, and that's really the basic of the unit.
Now, I neglected to mention in the introduction that this is actually a CO detector, too. It's not just a Bluetooth box.
That is correct. It is fully our stable CO detector. So it's a CO detector with cabin altitude warning and CO warning with a tone generator to your headset. So it's really plug and play with our existing units also.
Now, is that a blind remote unit, or is there a cockpit display as well?
Yes, it is a blind unit, but it is right now it's integrated with the Garmin 480, the MVP50, the JPI, EI MVP50, the G1000, the G900 on the Garmin production line also.
Okay, now tell us the product designation again, the price, and your website.
Okay, it's the product designation is Aero 454. It is $995, and it's available on guardianavionics.com.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AEA 2012 in Nations Harbor, Maryland. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.